This portion of the Firing Line is brought to you by CCW Safe and the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Spartans, lay down your weapons!
Persians, come and get them!
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. And with me today is my good friend and colleague, Kevin Small, who is the Director of Grassroots and Advocacy for our organization. And we're talking to you about the constitutional crisis that's been created, where we now have judges who have sided with the governor, who said, yeah, it might not be unconstitutional, but who cares? Let's decide this over the next 6 months to a year. And we spent the last two segments talking about this attack on the law-abiding, but now I'm going to talk about the attack on the family, the families of the law-abiding. And when I look at family, I look at, your significant other, your spouse, and then your offspring, and then that collective unit. And, you know, one of the things, and I know some of you veterans out there will be able to identify with it, some of you in first responder agencies will be able to, as I'm sure some others will. And that is this idea that often organizations have rules that can create conflict within a family, can create a situation where there can be not a really good time in the family. And that is usually created by things like, you know, if you're on a base and your spouse does something dumb, you get dinged and it can cause you not to get rank. And, you know, you look at that. But what this is it's heinous, folks. And I'm going to start off with one of the proposed pieces of legislation. They've tried it a couple times. It looks like they're bringing it back this year. And it goes like this in the basics. Someone comes into my house in the middle of the night. I'm not home because I'm up in Sacramento representing you. And my wife goes to run and grab one of the two pistols inside of our bedroom. She's going to grab the one closest to her. So she's on my side of the room. She grabs mine. She uses it lawfully. The district attorney says, this was a good shooting. You saved your life. Thank God. I'm happy. Thank God. I come home. I get arrested. Why? Because I didn't have control of my firearm. Now, I want you to hear this logic out. This is the logic of the left. Well, sorry, Rick, that was your firearm. And you didn't have control of it. Okay, wait, stop. It's my firearm? That's funny, because if my wife decided to divorce me, that's community property. Oh, wait. That was bought with shared money. Like, it's shared property under one side of the law, but now they want to create this exemption so they can arrest me. That shows you, Kevin, just as one point of how they're trying to divide a family on the subject of firearms ownership.
Well, yeah, I mean, contradictions in anti-Second Amendment legislation shouldn't be the biggest surprise, but they certainly evident there. Even aside from that, you know, the blatant effort to deter people to be able to save their own lives. You shouldn't be punished because your wife was able to save her own life. I think that's what ends up getting muddled down in these conversations. We're talking about life and death here. So why is it that you're going to be punished because somebody else decided to break the law, come into your home, and threaten that life? That shouldn't even be a discussion.
Kevin, I think one of the problems that we're looking at that we really need to drill down in is, you know, you have 1384 that allows them to bring cameras into people's houses if you're a home FFL, or, you know, and that has created all sorts of issues because, you know, in one circumstance, I know the wife is a nurse practitioner and does a lot of her work from the same kitchen that the husband does the FFL business from, which means now you have HIPAA violations. And the answer from DOJ was, well, go rent another office. Well, obviously, the reason they didn't rent another office is it may not be available in their area. It may not be fiscally feasible. And so it forces one of those two spouses to give up their job, which will create conflict in any family. And it's not being done internally. It's being done externally by a state who is, by the way, once again, going bankrupt because it can't raise revenues. Well, if you remove half the revenue from a family, that also adds to the deficit. But more importantly, it's dividing a family.
Well, yeah, and it's not even a matter of whether or not it's allowed. It's being enforced as mandatory. If you are an FFL, you need surveillance cameras of a certain quality to meet the standards of Senate Bill 1384. And you need to be able to store that data for up to a year, because I'm sure that the Department of Justice just has so many people twiddling their thumbs that will be able to go over a year's worth of surveillance footage from every FFL in the state. So, I mean, the requirements here are a little bit ridiculous on its face. But yeah, you also have to think about an age of social credit scores that our state government is coming into. A lot of these families who run FFLs out of their house now have to think about, well, is law enforcement and the government going to be privileged to our conversations at the dinner table? Are they going to now know and see that we pray every night? What our aspirations are? This is much more sinister even than just the firearms portion of it.
Yeah, I think this is one of the, you bring up a key point that people aren't thinking about, is like, you know, there are a lot of businesses that people may not like. There's businesses like, hey, I may not like that people sell cigarettes. I may not like that people sell alcohol. I may not like that people sell cosmetics, whatever that may be, from a home or from a small business. We don't put cameras in to monitor them 24 hours. And again, folks, had cameras been at home FFLs, this wouldn't have stopped anything. This is not being done to protect you and keep you safe. If you're out there and like, I don't know if I'm pro 2A or not pro 2A, I don't really care. I think what you need to realize is this is government intrusion well beyond anything that George Orwell ever conceived of in 1984. This is just absolutely nothing short of being pure evil coming into the home. And it does, that evil doesn't stop there. You have a governor that took a single toy. I want to point this out. A single toy he cherry-picked, ran up and said, oh my gosh, look, somebody put out a toy that says, hey, get your AR-15 and go have a good time, da 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 da, and used that to remove all advertising, killed college scholarships nationwide to the state for a youth that had joined the sports. I want you to think about something. A few weeks ago, there was somebody who used a baseball bat in Chicago, a baseball bat. Now, if we were being equitable, our governor would have got up with a baseball bat and said, that's it, no more Little League. No more Little League, no more high school baseball. In fact, California Angels, you're out. LA or LA Angels now, you're out. Dodgers, you're out. Everybody, you're gone. Because you know what? Baseball is a violent sport. Okay. I assume that most people in California would have lost their everything on that. It's the equivalent idea. But as a result, Kevin, you know as well as I do, California has produced more Olympic champions than the vast majority of states in this union. And yet that is being systematically dismantled by this governor because he hates the culture of people who own firearms and lawfully participate in the sports that come from that.
But but that's not even necessarily the process by which they're putting these things forward. I mean, that's assuming that they have a good data sample of straw purchases or illegal activities at these home FFLs or box stores, and they don't. So this, and you know, I'm always reminded when I see laws like this, if you remember the Avengers movie where Captain America's looking at Tony Stark and he says, every time somebody tries to end a war before it started, people die, innocent people die. And then he really hones in his eyes and he says, every time. These laws really remind me of that quote, because what they're doing is they're coming out here and saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take away your constitutional rights, and that's going to protect you from future crimes. The only problem is they don't have any evidence with laws that they've put in place prior to this. Actually, it's quite the opposite. The laws they put in place prior to this obviously didn't work if they're still claiming that there's a problem, but they don't even have evidence that the problem comes from there in the first place. So I think it's really time for people to just start seeing through these lies, and we need to spread this information that they don't actually have the data they claim to have and the reasoning that they have to implement these laws in the first place.
As we move into this final segment, when we come back after the break, I want all of you to realize What Kevin and I are going to be talking about in this final segment is the hypocrisy. And that hypocrisy starts with what Kevin was just saying. According to them, the data set says, oh, we're going to protect you because you know what? This is a safe state. You have nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. You don't need a CCW. You don't need firearms. You don't need law enforcement. You don't need any of that stuff because you know what? It's safe, Kevin. It's safe for you to go anywhere from the bottom of our border with Mexico to the top of Oregon, from the Nevada border and Arizona border to the Pacific. And yet, these are the yahoos that have armed CHP officers and private security protecting them 24/7, walking with them across the streets in Sacramento, driving around, doing things. They have armed security people with the very firearms to protect them from the general public that they tell us is safe, and we don't need those firearms. That is the ultimate hypocrisy. They work for us, not the other way around. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. Patriots, this is Rick Travis, your legislative director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. Along with me today, I'm happy to have Kevin Small, who is our director of grassroots and advocacy. And we're discussing the constitutional crisis that we've ended up in 2024, the battle ahead, why you need to keep faith and why you need to stand vigilant with us and to fight this and spread the word. No more, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, this is so draining. No, this should tick you off, folks. I mean, if I could say it more strongly on radio, I would, but I can't. So respecting the station, just know there's a lot of emphasis in behind the word tick off. Straight up. This is a situation right now that, you know, they're coming after the families we've talked about. They're coming after your kids. They're coming after all of us as law-abiding citizens. They're going light on the criminal behavior. They're driving us in debt. We have a lot of great candidates, but it is now going even a step further. Economics. So they've screwed up the economics of the state. I think it's safe to say, no matter where you are politically affiliated, that when I say we went from $30+ billion just a couple of years ago in surplus, and we're now nearing to $70 billion in the red, Houston, we have a problem, to quote Tom Hanks. So we do have a problem, Sacramento. And now they want to put that problem in your own backyard. And what I mean by that, and folks, I'm going to name some companies out, and you need to do your own homework. But you know, we're sponsored by a group called CCW Safe, and I just want to put this out there. They didn't ask me to do this. They didn't ask me to say a word, but I'm just going to say it. CCW Safe, folks, was the first organization that I know of that came out and said, despite the changes in Senate Bill 2 in California, we will stand by all of our people have CCW Safe, and that's what we're going to do. Folks, they are standing with us. I carry CCW Safe. And the reason is because they didn't leave California. They didn't get ready to jettison. Many of you know what I'm talking about. there's other companies that are leaving Californians in the lurch. They're saying, well, maybe not. Will we protect you if you get in trouble? CCW Safe is like, there's a thing called the U.S. Constitution, and we're going to stand with you. And they need our support. We need their support. Not only that, but CCW Safe isn't just there for the criminal and civil trial. They're there for the mental health issues after a shooting, if you ever had to do that, which I hope none of us ever have to. But if you end up in that situation, they're there in a myriad of ways, and they protect your family because, yes, they believe in family, unlike the legislature. So, Kevin, one of the areas that I'm really seeing is we got Senator Blake Spear, no friend to our community, a stooge of the governor, who is going out there and saying they want insurance on all your firearms. And she's trying to sell this as like, well, why would you have insurance on your car, Kevin? You have insurance on your car. So you should have insurance on each and every single firearm. And to a lot of you out there, well, is that really wrong? I want you to think about this. That is a backdoor firearms registry. Because they're trying to do that. And the second thing is they're trying to do is already this state is so anti-insurance. Other than the state insurance, look to the fire, what's happening in fire. All the big companies have moved out. And it's already been proven that the state equivalent, which costs a whole lot more than what you previously had and covers a whole lot less, and is backed by a state that is, again, $68+ billion in debt. So how much money do they really have? And when are you going to get that payment to rebuild your house? Folks, they now want you to carry insurance, and there's talk amongst the insurance companies that if she gets this across, Kevin, you won't be able to get housing insurance if you're a gun owner. You won't be able to have an umbrella policy that covers your cars, your house, and everything else to protect your future and your retirement if you're a firearms owner. Again, this is an attack on a family.
Yeah, it is big time. And I guess, to be honest, they're kind of attacking the family on all fronts with the insurance. They're driving insurance company after insurance company out of the state, regardless, just with all the regulations that they're making them follow. But this is certainly another one. Let's not forget that this is modeled after a failed policy from San Jose. Literal insanity, because they continue to try the same thing over and over again with different results. But this has been a law in San Jose for over a year, and we've seen nothing of it. They were supposed to set up a nonprofit to intake the money because they couldn't call it a tax, right? And then they were going to start enforcement, but we haven't seen any of that. The fact is there's no infrastructure for them to do this. This is just another button that they're going to put on their display that they can press to attack the Second Amendment community whenever they feel like it. It's another looming thing that they're going to hold over your head so that if they feel like it in that moment to prosecute you, they're going to have the means to do it. This isn't something that's going to save lives. It's not going to protect anybody. It's just going to make life harder for everybody and ultimately put that threat of jail time over your head.
And, you know, you would think that after this show, people driving at home maybe have cracked open a bottle just to numb the pain of this show today, have said, oh my gosh, could it get any worse? Rick, you're killing me. Kevin, quit talking. And yet, yes, they're not done. Because now it comes down into the house itself. And firearm storage. We are all familiar when you buy a firearm, you got to sign a thing. Yes, I have a safe. Yes, I use the safe. Yes, I do this. Kevin, you have been fighting on the local level, city after city after city, local firearm storage laws. But, you know, is there any restriction on, hi, I'm the member of a gang or a criminal element on, excuse me, Mr. Criminal or Ms. Criminal, where did you, or however you identify, where did you store your firearm en route to go rob Kevin's house and do the home invasion? No. But now, Kevin, just calling you out, you got small kids. You're being told, oh, you have to keep all your firearms in a safe. Oh, and if Blake Spear and others get their way, not only do they have to be in a safe under a lock, which is a delay for you to get to your firearm, the firearm must be unloaded in the safe under the lock, which means you have to put the pieces together. Oh, wait. And We also want a lock system that doesn't allow you to use the firearm that was in the lock safe to come out. Holy crap. Kevin, we're talking in the dead of sleep and when any of us first wake up and it takes us a few seconds to figure out how to navigate to our own bathroom, which was the reason we woke up in the night, or because the dog needs to go out. We have to remember how to get to the door to let the dog out in the backyard or whatever it may be. We all know that you don't just magically wake up and are completely alert. And so in that unalert state when you're being attacked, could you please take an extra 3.7 minutes to give the criminal the advantage? What am I going to do? The team that's coming to kill me is coming down the hallway. Excuse me, time out. The legislature said you're going to play fair. That's never going to happen. They're setting us up to be dead. I'm not even going to say the word victim. They're trying to get us killed.
Yeah, and it's not just this law. It's law after law after law. And this is just another one on that pile. You know, I actually came across a very sad story, not to mention the firearms, but law enforcement in general. If you don't even own a firearm, this is kind of one of the things that we advocate for during the Defund the Police movement. I came across a video of a girl who had a call into 911, and the operator basically had to tell this girl, sorry, we don't have anybody. We don't have anybody in your area. We don't have anybody else working in the immediate area. You're kind of on your own. This girl was calling because her ex-boyfriend was trying to break into her house, and she ended up getting beaten by him. You know, and this is a reason why we say put your life in your own hands. Train with a firearm and be able to protect yourself. But at the end of the day, when the laws like these pass, how are you even going to be able to do that? I can certainly tell you, there are situations where those seconds matter. I've been in one of them recently, and they certainly do matter. They matter for your mental health within that situation, and that could affect the lives of those around you. These are the kinds of laws that we need to fight hardest against, because you know, at this point, for somebody who does have that firearm, who's done everything correctly in their life to be able to protect themselves and the ones and the loved ones around them, we can't let the legislature take that ability away from us.
So, folks, I want to thank you first, Kevin, for being on today. As we move forward this year, until this constitutional crisis is resolved, Firing Line Radio is making a commitment. This is week one of the law abiding being held hostage by the governor's office. We are now being held hostages by a corrupt government. And that is a government we have an opportunity to unseat this March. It is your job to start to get to know. Go to crpa.org. We're telling you what candidates that we're endorsing because we have fleshed them out. We have looked at their voting records. We've got them on record of where they're going to be at. But folks, the power of the vote has to be exercised. Do not worry about scandals with elections. We're going to be front and center on that with our groups. And remember, as always, be safe, shoot straight, and fight back for your rights.
When you have to shoot, shoot, don't talk.
The Firing Line Radio Show has been brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman, CCW Safe, Cutting Edge Bullets, Vortex Optics, Vortex, the Force of Optics, and by the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.